Hi, and welcome to the Different States of Mind podcast
with your hosts, Kara Brown and Katie Afey.
Hello, guys.
What is up?
Welcome back.
Welcome.
From the closet again.
Yes, probably. No. I was going to say this is probably the last time in the closet, but.
No, I feel like we'll be here next year.
Yeah, unless we get a cute little setup somewhere or mics
downstairs.
I don't know where we could
echo worse. Yeah. Downstairs because there's hardwood.
Yeah, maybe Katie's birthday's coming up, so if anybody wants to buy her mics,
mom and dad, for her that birthday, that is not the gift I'm looking for.
No, I mean one of the fans.
Okay, if one of the fans wants to send me,
if some of the fans want to get together and, like, chip in on some mics, mm-hmm, and send them to her for her birthday.
Yeah. Or
it's an investment.
You can leave them in Columbia.
Oh, that's true. We do know people here.
Yeah.
So.
Because I wouldn't need them at home.
Yeah.
Except for my singing that I'm about to pursue. Yeah. A singing. I don't know why I said that.
Next time we're in the closet filming, I'll live here.
Yeah.
Which will be fun and cute and different.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because it's the end of school year, it's almost summertime.
It's summertime.
It is not summertime for Kara yet. She has a producing ship left.
Yes,
we've established.
Everyone forgets that I have a producing shift this weekend. Hopefully, I don't forget.
Yeah,
because it is worth a massive chunk of my grade. So, I'm concerned. But at the same time, I'm not concerned enough. That's how all my finals
were. That's what I was just going to say, yeah.
If you were one of my professors, sorry. I did not care about, like, any of my finals. I always do the thing where I, like, check my grade before the final. And I'm like, how bad could I do on this and still pass the class?
Yeah.
And I was pretty much chilling in every class. Mm. So I could not be bothered to, like, really give anything to these finals.
Yeah.
Except one of my Spanish finals I needed to do pretty well on. No, I think I could get a C on that one. But, like, I was pretty chillin'. So my producing one's probably the one I should be the most concerned about. But at the same time, it's at KMU, and I know they literally cannot let us, like,
stay another one.
They can't let our newscast just, like, absolutely collapse.
Oh, it's, yeah,
the actual news.
Yeah.
So there's only so bad it could be, and that was my shift last week. So yeah, it literally cannot be worse than that. It can only go up from there. Which,
do you want to dabble in what happened to your shift last week?
So, if you don't know, like, what producing a newscast is, because my parents didn't, and I tried to explain to them why this shift was so poor, it's like you pick the stories, pick the order they go in, write a bunch of the stories, and then you're, like, in the booth, so you're just, like, following the stories and making sure everything gets on air on time and that you get the show ends at the right time. So the first thing that happened was we had some trouble with our reporter content because we were trying to have our reporter go live, and it was only his second time ever going live, and it was his first time since the first week of the semester.
Oh, dang.
So that ended up being kind of an issue. And then the USFL game went 5 minutes into our newscast. Mm. So we went in 5 minutes heavy, which means 5 minutes too much content. Mm-hmm. And so we needed to drop 5 minutes of content, but we had a 3-minute package buried in the show. So it was like around the, like, 15-minute mark of our show. And we put it in our headlines, which means it was right at the beginning. We teased it. So we really technically weren't supposed to get rid of this 3-minute package. And it absolutely screwed over our show.
Yeah.
And then we did end up having to drop it, which was really, really bad. And there was also breaking news Which we found out at 5:04, and our show started at 5:05, and we were already 5 minutes heavy, so we had no time for this breaking news. So it was just, like, a literal nightmare. We spent the entire show, like, going through and deleting stuff, and deleting a bunch of stuff that we teased, which was bad, because we promised it to our viewers and then didn't deliver. And then one of our blocks was one story, which means it went commercial break, one, like, 30-second story right into another commercial break. So it was just really, really poor, and our anchor wasn't very happy, although he could have been so much meaner about it. He was pretty nice, considering, considering how bad the show was. And he was like, I mean, this was a really good learning experience for you guys. Like, it doesn't get realer than this. I was like, yeah, no kidding. But I do feel like if that, all of that happened again, I would be more prepared for it and know better what to do.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, this week, literally, it cannot go worse.
Also, like, that's just what the, like, I feel like there's just, there has to be situations like that for you, like, to be able in the future to somehow be able to comprehend that. Yeah. And, like, as a student, you can only be expected so much, like, producing a literal newscast for, it's not, I feel like a lot of people don't comprehend that when I talk to them about, like, KOMU and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, first off, think that I, like, will do stuff for a radio station, which I am not involved in KCOU. And, like, it's for just genuine viewers. Like, it's, like, for, like, it's not, like, a Mizzou student. Like, it's, like, the actual NBC.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, the Mizzou students that, like, work for it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's not, like, a student publication type thing.
It's like, not like, oh, this may happen. Like, here, we're throwing in some fun little things for you to, like, learn and be able to adapt. Like, it's, like, just genuine, like, a job.
Your newscast really has to go well because it's, you're directly competing with the other actual news stations in Columbia. So, it definitely is a lot of pressure, and, like, that's what they pitch to you when you come to Mizzou for journalism, are these newsrooms that are, like, the actual thing. But I feel like you don't feel it until things really start going wrong, because then there's, like, so much pressure. Because on my radio show for the student radio station, I mess up all the time. And, like, I try not to. It's not like I'm just like, oh, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I try to, like, not mess up. But when I do, I'm more like, oh, shoot. Not like, oh, my gosh, I've destroyed everything.
Yeah.
So it's a different vibe. But yeah, so I'm hoping my shift for my final goes better. But also, while all that was happening, my producer looked at me and he goes, okay, Kara, so you can turn this one in for your final. I was like, I'm not doing that. I have a good grade in the class, and I've done so much work for it. I'm not turning this in as my final. So I will be turning in my next shift as my final. But
so that's how finals week is kind of going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had an essay, a project, and a final all due this week. And then I had, like, other stuff for other classes last week. Really waiting on just one last big, like, not even for my final, but this one project that I had, like, 3 weeks ago, where I had to write this big memo. I didn't realize it until, like, the day before that I had to write this 2,500-word memo. But I got it done. We'll see what the grade ends up being, because that'll make or break me. But, you know, this was a year. This was a semester.
Yes. Speaking of this being a semester, what's our topic for this week?
A semester recap.
Yeah. That was beautiful.
It was really good.
So I feel like I think I've led every all recap. Of
them, yeah.
I don't know how that has worked out like that. Yeah. I'm actually planning it that way. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. I was like, how could I spice up the questions?
Oh.
I didn't come up with anything.
Okay.
So.
I was getting really jealous. Like, oh, how she spice it up.
Maybe I'll think of something as we go, because I really feel like I pull in here with the same questions every time.
Well, it's only the third time we've done this, right?
It's the fourth.
We did a semester recap after fall.
Well, we didn't do like semester summer? Recaps, but we did
year?
The year recaps, and then we did
a summer.
Yeah, one at the beginning of the summer last year. So this is the fourth that's like purely just
you're
us
so true.
Chit-chatting
yeah.
about stuff.
You're so true.
So I mean, to start, actually, I just thought of one.
Okay.
How did this semester go for you? Like, expectation versus reality.
I have to be honest. I'm going to spin this in the most positive way possible.
Okay.
I had a lot of high hopes for this semester.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I put a lot on my plate and had to move some things.
Yeah.
I had some goals for the semester. I don't really want to like list them off. I accomplished good things. I got good mm-hmm. grades being in a lot of classes. I finished
yeah. weren't
working.
You in 18 yes. credit hours? So and, that's a lot.
Yeah. And then I finished both of my jobs, which like just I don't know, finished them. And those were, like, the good things that I accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to be running a marathon this weekend, and I got injured, but, like, that's fine. You know, we've already worked past that. We've worked through that. Everything in life happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm prepared for whatever this marathon brings me. I'm hoping I can crawl across the finish line and make it at least through mm-hmm. the end. But if I can't, I can, and I'll be able to better train for it at a time when I'm not in school.
Mm-hmm.
I also had to push back when I'm going to do the LSAT. But not to a time that's impossible to, like, get into law school right after college. So,
yeah.
Expectation-wise, things didn't shake out how I was, like, envisioning.
Mm-hmm.
But everything happens for a reason. Like, I couldn't do all of the things at once with just the circumstances of things. Mm-hmm. And I got hurt. And so that's with the marathon and the running or whatnot. But, so, on a blank piece of paper, if I had to write everything out, it probably wouldn't come across the best.
Mm-hmm.
But I truly believe that everything happens for a reason. So I don't think that answered your question. But it was not what I expected, but it happened the way it needed to.
Okay. I like the positive spin.
Yeah.
So my semester, if you're basing it off what I was expecting at the beginning of December 2021, this semester was nothing like I thought it would be, because as we have established on the podcast before, I thought I was going to be in Spain this entire semester, but I'm kind of on your vibe with that of like, I do believe that happened for a reason. That reason being, I don't think I spoke Spanish to the level that I thought I did. And I do think that taking the classes for Spanish that I took this semester showed me that it would have been very, very difficult for me to communicate with people in Spain. Because I think I write and read Spanish to like a pretty good level.
Yeah.
I feel like I can handle that. Speaking and listening comprehension are extremely difficult. And like listening comprehension, I definitely am decent at. It's like speaking that is so hard, because like as much as I can listen to it and like pretty much understand what somebody is saying, speaking it, I like cannot translate very quickly in my head, and it's really hard for me to conjugate really quickly.
Yeah.
So like in present tense, I feel like I can speak fairly well, but But once I start, like, trying to add in, like, the other tenses, it's really complicated. And I did have two classes this semester that were taught entirely in Spanish. I had to speak in Spanish during the class. And, of course, then all of the work and the readings and stuff were in Spanish. And I think they did help me a ton with speaking and just all parts of Spanish. I do think I improved a lot this semester, even without being in Spain. And also, none of my classes in Spain would have been in Spanish. And so, to me, it was almost better to have, like, the aspects of my life, like, social and my job and things that are, like, important to mm-hmm. me being in English so I could have success in them was good.
Yeah.
And then having, like, a class scenario where it's, like, more okay for me to mess up.
Yeah.
For Spanish. I think that ended up working in my favor. Mm-hmm. So, compared to what I thought in December, my semester, just completely different, not at all the same. But if we're doing, like, what I thought right before the semester started, I went in with zero expectations, and that's what I told myself to do. I was like, I didn't even have time to build expectations, really, because I planned everything for the semester, like, a month before it started. So there wasn't time for me to build up anything. I hadn't made any plans for the semester because anytime anybody was making plans for spring, like during fall semester, I was like, well, I'm not going to be here. Mm-hmm. So who cares? But I think it ended up fine. Like, it was decent for what it was. And for me, kind of just having to throw it together and accept it. I do think, and my mom and I talked about it a little bit, that I went through a little bit of, like, a grieving process when study abroad fell through mm-hmm. because it basically completely changed the course of my life. Not to be, like, super dramatic, but, I mean, it just did because mm-hmm. if I lived in Spain for 4 months, my life would have been completely different than staying here. So it was just interesting. My first day in Spanish culture, my teacher showed us a map of Spain, and I almost started crying, but we really went up from there. And it was fine. That's kind of my whole judgment. Like, if I had to sum up this semester for myself, it was fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't complain too much.
Second semester, junior year, I just feel like is a grind.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Because I don't think my second semester of junior year in high school was good. It was really awful, actually. Now that I'm thinking back, the second semester for me junior year was horrendously bad. So.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, I just think it's junior year.
Yeah, that's, I think, very true. But to lighten the mood a little bit, what was your favorite moment from the semester?
I'm going to look at some pictures. Because also, I have a hard time
remembering.
Well, just, like, comprehending that January
existed.
It was, like, this semester, you know?
Yeah. Oh, when I think back to the beginning of this semester, I'm like, that was eons ago.
Oh! A super fun memory, looking back. Okay, so I pulled up my pictures to try to get a little gauge.
Mm-hmm.
A super fun memory. We had a PowerPoint night.
Oh, yeah!
Where all of our friends made PowerPoints, and we presented them.
Mm-hmm. That does not feel like it was this semester.
No.
Katie, why don't you share what your PowerPoint was?
Okay. My PowerPoint was, I became a defense attorney, and mm-hmm. all of my friends were simply criminals, and I had to defend them all in court, and mm-hmm. so I listed off what they were all getting arrested for. Kara mm-hmm. was getting arrested for cyberbullying.
For cyberbullying, because someone uses the DSOM Twitter account, not naming any names, to destroy our friend Jack Sobel sometimes. But it's all in jest, mm-hmm. so all in good fun.
I liked that one. I liked, I'm thinking of the other people of, mm-hmm. I thought Chase committed a tax evasion, I think. That one just made me laugh because it was about sending an email, and then his presentation was all how to send the perfect email.
I have thought about his presentation so many times since that night.
It was such a good mm-hmm. PowerPoint.
I've emailed him. I've texted him. I emailed him. I'm like, thank you so much for your presentation. I'm using all your tips. Yeah. No, I texted him a couple times and been like, I sent an email. I thought about your presentation so hard mm-hmm. while I was sending this email.
Yeah. He did a good job. Mm-hmm. What were other PowerPoints? What was yours?
My PowerPoint was all of the Winter Olympic sports ranked based on my confidence that I could medal in them. And
I got mad at your number one.
Yeah, I went back on my number one. My number one was cross-country skiing.
Girl.
In hindsight, okay. But I was like, I feel like I could get the, like, movement down of that. Like, I feel like I could, like, get the skiing motion down
for that. The monobob is an option.
Yeah, but bobsledding's, like, very deadly.
And cross-country skiing is just a breeze?
It's different, but okay, then, like, that night, or a couple nights after or something, I went home, and I got recommended on YouTube just a video of cross-country skiers collapsing as they crossed the finish line, and I sent it to our big, like, friend group chat, and I was like, I think I'm changing my number one.
I think it was that night.
I literally think it was the same night after we all got home. I was like, sorry, guys, I lied.
Oh, that was a good one. Oh, Alicia did All of Us as Cereals. That was funny. Oh, my gosh. Maddie's was so funny. Maddie did, there's this app called, like, what's that? No.
Come in?
The app is WhatsApp. No. Face Swap? What's it? Face App? Face Up?
Something like that.
Face something. And it switches the gender of the picture you put. Mm-hmm. So she did, like, All of Us as the opposite gender, but then gave all of us, like, backstories.
Yeah.
Do you remember your name?
Nope. I also don't remember anything about mine.
Yeah. I know that mine was a picture of me on the boat from the summer, and I had, like, a bun. So then it's like, I have a man bun. So that was a super fun night.
That was really fun.
You go.
That's all you got?
Oh, I was gonna say, I thought we could go back and forth.
Oh, okay.
Spicing it up a little bit.
One of my favorite memories of the semester was I went to Nashville to cover the women's basketball team in the SEC tournament. And while the women's basketball team didn't live up to a single expectation I had for them this year, it was really fun just to, like, go to Nashville. And if you're from Mizzou, we reported the whole time we were there. But no, it was fun. It was fun to, like, watch the games. And it was cool because it was, like, in Bridgestone Arena. Mm-hmm. And it was also cool because it felt, like, super official. Because I've covered Mizzou games. And, like, that it is official, but it's still, like, it's covering Mizzou games.
Yeah.
So, like, going to, like, the SEC tournament, and it's, you know, in a different state, and the press pass I got was, like, not paper. It was, like, actually a press pass. It was all really, really cool to be there, and, like, feeling like I could go, well, that was one thing, like, going into, like, restricted areas for, like, just the media was, it made me feel really official, and I was, like, I'm balling right now. So that was super fun. And that was the one time all semester that I skipped a class. Last semester, I skipped so much class. Like, I was constantly skipping class because I skipped so much to do stuff for study abroad, rest in peace. And then I also was taking reporting one. And so I skipped so much class to do my stuff for reporting. But then I felt like I had a lot less work this semester because my journalism class was very much more low-key. And then my other classes did have a lot of work in them. I just simply wouldn't do it. But my grades turned out okay for not doing that much. That's for those classes. Exactly.
Yeah, there's a direct correlation between reporting one and the amount of classes you just some days can't make it to.
That's what, especially the reporting one class itself, I was just like, I am not going to that.
Yeah, I would miss it so many times to, like, finish turning my stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know.
I genuinely don't know. It's my question for the J school. How do they think you're supposed to do that?
No.
How do they think you're supposed to have the hours in the day? It doesn't make sense.
And try to work a job?
No. Oh, my. It's literally...
Yeah, I'm very glad this semester of classes is done.
Yeah, I bet.
I literally, do you remember? This is a story, I guess, from this semester. It was like, so for reporting one, the first rough draft that you have due, like, in my head it was the largest deal, and I needed to get 100% on it, and if I did not have an interview, I was not going to get a 100% on it, and there were just lots of factors with snow, my job, other classes, and I was a train wreck. I was freaking out. I was so close to dropping the J school altogether.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I was like... standing in the Lakota, I remember this, I called my mom. I'm, like, literally just still at work, but I'm just on the phone with my mom. And I'm like, I just don't think I can do it anymore. I was like, I need to get out of the J school. But it literally was a 10-point assignment. Yeah. And I got all the credit for it. Like, I just, looking back at my stress level with that class just makes me laugh so hard. Because, like, it was necessary. I don't think I would have been able to, like, I think I did a good job in that class and my stories were, like, better, like, because I was stressed about it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I needed to relax sometimes.
Yeah. That's, when I took that class, I definitely had, like, a thing where at the very beginning of the class, I was like, I have to, like, have the perfect story. I have to have the perfect shots. Everything has to be perfect. And, like, I drove an hour and a half for one of my stories because I was like, I have to, like, get out of Columbia.
Where did you drive?
Arrow Rock.
Okay.
It was tough because I also had, like, one afternoon that I could go out there. And then I checked out equipment from the J school, so I needed to be back within, like, 3 hours. So it couldn't have been an hour and a half. It was, like, an hour and 15-minute drive. So I had, like, 30 minutes to be there and do my interview and get all my shots. And I was, like, in a panic. And then the last story I turned, I was just like, I don't care as long as I have two people on camera.
Yeah.
Like, it just has to be done.
You get to a point where you're saying it needs to be done for sure. That was, I drove to Sedalia. Oh. I didn't even realize. I just didn't know the geography. I thought it was
Sedalia's edge of the viewing area.
Yes, I don't know why I chose it. The last day she like pulled up her little map to like show where, and she was like, who went to Sedalia? And I was like, that was me. Mm-hmm. It was also made me laugh because for my VOSATs, I traveled. And that's also what I realized with my job. I was like, I can't be taking the time to drive places. Like, I just need to, like, I know she doesn't prefer if we're in Columbia, but the grade will be fine if I can.
Yeah, I had to do the same
contact thing. People in Columbia and not waste 2 hours, 2.5 hours driving.
Yeah.
But alas.
That's what I knew, because for this reporting class, the teacher is like very, her thing is like getting coverage outside of Columbia because it's really easy to cover stuff in Columbia. It's the big city in the market and we're in Columbia. And so, like, and then Jeff City also gets a lot of coverage because of the Capitol. But she, like, really pushes, like, get to the smaller communities and, like, get further out in our viewing area. So I was making, like, a big point of that. And then I knew that the map thing was, like, at the end of the semester. So I figured you'd have to, like, map where your stories were. And so I was like, oh, I really want to make sure, like, my stories aren't all in Columbia. Looking at that map at the end of the semester, I was like, I put in too much effort. Because there were, like, maybe 15 stories total. There were, like, probably 40 people in the class. Everybody had to do, like, 5 stories, including their, like, KOMU shift. And, like, 15 of them were not in Columbia.
Yeah.
And 2 of those were mine. Yeah. And I was like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
One of my stories I was really proud of, though. So, like, that one was fine. And it was only, like, 30 minutes outside of Columbia. But the Arrow Rock one, it just didn't need to happen.
Yeah. Where is Arrow Rock? Like, what is that close to?
It's probably, like, 20 miles west of Boonville. But it's, like, the reason it takes so long to get there is because...
Just, like, back roads?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Windy back roads. It's, like... If you could just take a straight shot there, it'd be, like, 40 minutes to get there. But it's, like, another half hour because there isn't a straight shot. It was really annoying.
Yeah. I do say, I, like, reporting one did get a lot better, though. Just, I feel like, in general. Like, it just, because I feel like once you settle into it, it's just that initial, like, nerves. So that was something I gathered from the semester.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another super fun thing that we did, we went to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes!
And we saw Dua Lipa, which was absolutely beyond iconic.
That was so fun.
I was just talking about our subway experience.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we addressed it.
We didn't. It was so odd.
Funny. Like, just, it was funny. Like, there's no,
it was funny.
So funny.
For sure.
We got to Tulsa around 6?
Something like that, yeah.
Ish. It was dinner time because we wanted to get there with enough time to eat. Concert didn't start till like 8-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, just something like cheap.
Yeah.
Quick, somewhere I can eat. This usually ends up being Subway. Mm-hmm. So we go, I put in Subway in the maps. And we're driving there, and it's just one of those experiences where you're like, doesn't seem like we're gonna end up in a Subway with this, mm-hmm. like, en route. And it actually did end up at a Best Western.
Yeah.
But the Subway was inside of it. So we just decided to go to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird.
It was weird. Some guy there, like, kept making jokes.
Yeah, about
to,
like,
us.
Yeah, he had, like, a kid, too, so it wasn't, like...
It wasn't, like...
It was, like, weird, because, like, he was making jokes, but it was... we didn't know if we should be alive.
Yeah.
He had a kid, so we were...
It was just interesting. Also, on the TV, there was some show on, and it was something on Nickelodeon, but, like, in the show, this guy walks in... And he's wearing, like, a I Heart Branson t-shirt. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, Branson, Missouri. And then they, like, made a comment about Branson, Missouri. And I was like, what show is this? Why are they talking about Branson? Like, it was so odd. And we also couldn't figure it out. So.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think we thought we figured it out. So we might have. But it was, like, it was one of the new shows. I don't know any of the shows on Nickelodeon now, so.
As cultured as we once were.
Yeah, so it's kind of tough. Also, on the drive there, we were, like, we needed to stop to get gas. And we were, like, there was a big sign for a Quick Trip.
Yeah, I didn't even put this in the phone.
No, we were, like, yeah, we'll just go to this Quick Trip. So I pull off the highway, and we're, like, driving to this Quick. There was no Quick Trip.
It was, like, bones of a Quick Trip.
Yeah.
Like, but not even, like, it had been burnt down. Like, they were building it. Like, maybe it was there and it got burnt down and then they were rebuilding it.
Maybe. It was just, like, why would, you could still turn off your sign.
Yeah, there was a massive sign.
There was a massive sign.
And there was not, was there one that was, like, kind of close-ish?
A Quick Trip?
Or just, like, a gas station that was,
there,
like,
was a gas station that was pretty close.
That we could pivot to. I couldn't remember.
We did. We were able to, like, go get gas.
And then we each drove to Texas later on in the month. And we each saw it again.
Yeah.
On the way to Oklahoma. Or on the way to Texas through Oklahoma.
That was also weird. Just, like, because we made that trip back-to-back weeks.
Yeah.
Like, the next weekend, we just went so far, like, down 44 again. And I was like, this is too much.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, an entertaining drive either.
No. If there's one thing Chase Madison will say, it's that Oklahoma's awful.
It it's really bad. And it's also, there are tolls. Also, I got really... I know what you're gonna say, so you can go.
Are you not gonna say what I was gonna say?
No.
Oh, okay. So there were tolls in Oklahoma, and another quick trip experience. We were leaving, we were headed towards Joplin, right? That was the direction we were headed. And we went to go to a quick trip, and we pull up, and there's literally a toll there, like a toll booth. Like, there wasn't an inner, like, we got off the interstate, and to get to this quick trip, we had to pay a toll, and I'm just still, to this day, confused as to why.
It was really odd. I was like, why is there a toll? And then they, like, gave us back, like, $1 on our way out. I was like,
none of it.
I don't get any of this. No, but what I was gonna say, so when we, the next weekend, when I was with some of the guys in our friend group driving to Houston, we're driving through Oklahoma, and they're talking about the tolls. Or no, they were talking about getting gas. And I was like, oh, we should get gas in Joplin so that, like, it's before the tolls. And, like, so when we pull off, we're not going to have to pay a toll. And they were like, no, it's fine. Also, we're not going to pass, like, the big toll on 44. I was like, why aren't we going to pass the toll that's on 44? And they were like, we're getting off before we get there. We're not going to have to pay any tolls. And I was like, how? Like, how are we doing that? And they were like, we're not going to have to pay any tolls. We had to pay multiple tolls. I was like, we went through that toll booth that I said, oh, maybe we should get gas before we have to go through this toll. No, we're not going through a toll booth. I was like, are you kidding? Are you literally kidding me right now? And then we did. And I was like, you guys, I swear.
Silly boys.
They are silly. They did not listen to me.
They did not.
It was interesting. That is why I hate Oklahoma, though. The tolls are stupid. I'm trying to think. There were, like, I feel like my favorite memories from, like, almost any semester have just been, like, hanging out.
Yeah.
With the buds.
Chilling with the boys.
Anytime I chill with the boys, it's always a good time. But just, like, this past weekend, we, like, hung out on Saturday. We just, like, hung out. We watched a soccer game, and then we went out to, like, a restaurant, and then hung out for so long afterwards. The funny thing about it to me was I thought I was just going out to get Popeyes for lunch, and then I did not get home until, like, 1:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really long Popeyes lunch.
Those are the best days, though.
It really was. I was like, when it's just like people just keeping like, oh, should we do this? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And when everybody can, that's always, it's always fun.
Yeah. We also, I was thinking of like two things when you said a couple of, I was thinking of two things.
Yes.
We, one day that was fun, also, this is very, like, a low-key memory, but Kara, Jack, and I watched the Liverpool-Man City game, which was really fun, and then also, Jack and I just recently went to the new Culver's.
Yes.
And that whole experience was, Kara, why don't you share with the listeners, what you ordered?
Yes. So there's always something in the air when Katie, Jack, and I are hanging out.
Yeah.
And it's us acting like we are intoxicated. And so we get into this Culver's, and I was just like, what if I get a pork tenderloin sandwich? Yeah. And everybody was just kind of like, Yeah, do it.
Well, I didn't know what pork tenderloin was. Yeah.
Katie didn't know what it was. And it was just like, it was one of those things that was just like, do it because it's funny.
Yeah.
Like,
that is what sums up, well, that just sums up so much of my life, of just doing it because it's funny. But, like, when you, Jack, and I are together, any decision that we make, we're just, like, literally going to St. Louis last year, we're just, like, do it because it's funny.
Yeah.
We simply are just do it for the meme.
That's our whole thing. Mm-hmm. That's... The email later when Jack and I picked up our stuff.
And believing? Yeah. No, I don't know what... Okay, so, wait. We haven't even finished Kara's meal yet, though. Okay. Because this is the topic.
So, I'm like, I'm getting this pork tenderloin. I walk up... My ordering experience. Do you know how many times I've been to Culver's? A bajillion times. I'm, like, nothing... should be unwell when I'm ordering at Culver's because I know her.
Mm-hmm.
I get up there and the lady's like, what can I get for you? And I was like, I'll take a pork tenderloin sandwich. And she goes, what do you want on it? And I go, oh, I don't know. What comes on it? And she goes, nothing, but you can add toppings. And I go, I'm good. And then she goes, do you want to make that a meal? And I was like, yeah, sure. But can I replace the fries with cheese curds? And then can I replace the drink with a small or a mini flavor of the day? Which I forgot what it was, but it was good. Oreo cheesecake. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted. And she goes, okay. And she's standing there and she's like pushing buttons. And it's like probably 30 seconds. And then she goes... So I can't actually replace the drink with the flavor of the day. So she exits all of the stuff out and then just types in all of the stuff separately. And then she was like, what's the name for the order? And I go, Kara. And she goes, K-A-R-A. Is that right? And I go, it's fine. And she goes, H? Is there an H? And I go, oh, no, it's fine. She's like, is there an H? And I was like... Actually, it's C-A-R-A. And then she asked me something else.
And it was about your receipt being on the tray.
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember what I said. Oh, I do. She goes, do you want your receipt now or on the tray? And I go, huh? And she repeats it. I go, on the tray's fine.
And then I left.
Because I could not be there any longer.
Yeah. So that happened. We get our meal. We're sitting down, chatting, eating our food. And then a woman walks over and hands us. She was like, these are both mistakes. But like, will you guys eat them? And it was a vanilla waffle cone and chocolate scoops. chocolate custard in a cup. And we were like, okay, yeah. I like wasn't. In the mood at the time to eat ice cream, and neither of us like chocolate. Jack is allergic to custard. Kara had her own custard already, so we're just kind of like, we have this custard, said yes. The chocolate was not gonna get touched. I'm fiddling with with the waffle cone. I kind of was looking at it for a second, and then I like placed it on the tray, and I was like breaking at the waffle cone, just like eating it like chips. And then I don't know what happened that made it dip waffle cone, vanilla waffle cone in cheese, ?
I think some cheese accidentally got on it, and you were like, what if I dipped it in there?
Yeah, I was like, that's disgusting. And then, anyways, Kara ended up eating a bite of a cheese-covered vanilla waffle cone from Culver's.
It was good. I liked it.
Don't say that.
It was, okay, what I compared it to
this is makes no sense.
People but. Who, like, dip their fries in ice cream, because it's, like, the sweet and salty.
Which you've said before you don't like.
I don't like fries in ice cream, but I think it's a texture thing.
Oh, see, but for me, for some reason, with the cheese, it's because the cheese is, like, warm. That's what it
we
is.
We went over this as well. Hot fudge.
Oh.
Hot caramel.
I forgot we addressed this.
Yeah,
I just don't want cheese on that. I feel like I don't need to justify myself. I feel like I'm with the majority on that probably. One.
But I'd say my larger offense was then just eating the cheese by the spoon, which I've done before. I don't know why you guys acted surprised.
Jack was the first time you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then my favorite part is that after this is done, well, wait, I'm going to get into that story, but we're sitting there for like 2 seconds, and Kara's like, wow, my stomach hurts. I wonder why.
I did not eat again that day. I laid in my bed for the rest of the day. I felt so unwell. We were in the car on the way back, and I go, I got about 3 things that could be the reason my stomach hurts right now. Because Culver's, I did not treat myself well that day.
But then, to finish off our lovely experience there, I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom. First off, I'm in the stall, and it's like a bit of a walk to get to the bathroom. So I guess I'll just tell it from my side first, and then Kara can come and explain everything.
Yeah.
I'm literally in the stall of the bathroom, and I hear Jack and Kara, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, we need to be quieter in public places, because if I can hear them from here, like, that is an issue. Mm-hmm. That was what I was thinking, and then I walk out, and I just see them standing there.
Yeah.
But
honestly, if there ever were people that needed to be quieter in a public place, I believe that it would be us. Jack and I had some issues last semester in class. Because we'd sit next to each other in class and we'd like try to whisper.
That's what made it bad. Like,
but first of all, we were wearing masks, which just makes it harder because you can't lip read at all. But then Jack and I are both loud and deaf. So we just whisper at like almost a talking voice.
Oh my god.
And Katie would either text us or just lean over to us and be like, y'all gotta shut. Which was so true. But so what happened at the table, how this occurred, is Katie left and Jack and I are like sitting there chatting for a second, and he goes, should we just grab all our stuff and leave her? And I was like, seriously? And he goes, yeah. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And he goes, really? And I was like, yeah. So we just, like, pick up all of our stuff and throw it away. I mean, like, we're on the move. Because we're, like, trying to make sure we get out of there before Katie gets out. And as we're, like, throwing our stuff away and walking back to the table, we're both like, this is kind of stupid. And we're like, we're already kind of committed, though. So we, like, grab our stuff. And then Jack goes, well, do we leave Katie's purse and phone on the table? And this was, I think, what got us, was your stuff. Because we're like, do we take it? So then I grab Katie's stuff, and we're, like, walking out the door. And Jack goes, what if she, like, doesn't know where to go? And I was like, she has to go to your car. Because we were just going to go sit in his car. And I was like, she will go there. And he's like, but she won't have her phone. How will she know where to go? And he's like, yeah, I don't know. We have her stuff. I mean, I don't. And so we're like, leave. We're standing outside. And he goes, I guess we can just like wait here because we can see inside and like see where she goes. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. And he goes, I'm going inside. And so we just go inside and stand there. And I was like, this is simply the dumbest thing ever.
Like, I also, like, I don't think I was in the bathroom for like that long.
You weren't. All of it happened so fast.
I also love Jack's confidence in me not being able to find you guys.
I think it's because Jack thinks he wouldn't be able to find us if the roles were reversed.
I like to think that I would have just gone and sat at that
until we came back.
Yeah.
Eventually, it's just like hours later and we're like, she has to be out of the bathroom by now, right?
Yeah, you guys are just still in the. They're kicking me out.
Yeah, we're like, oh shoot, aren't they closed? Oh, oops. Yeah, that was like, it was so funny.
It couldn't have been a more perfect way to christen the new Culver's.
Yeah, we were christening the Culver's. Well, do you have any final thoughts on this semester?
I think she was a blast. I enjoy that the weather is finally not freezing. That was also, it was a little cold this semester, but there were some good sunny days, and it's been very warm this week. Oh!
yeah.
Kara and I also made a new game.
Oh my gosh, we did.
I feel like we just need to address it a little bit.
We should have talked about that at the beginning.
That should have been the first thing. Oopsies. We buried the lead.
We did.
We buried our 3-minute package.
Yes. deep in the C block.
Yeah. Okay, so our game.
Yeah.
How did it start?
I don't know. It definitely built.
Oh, yeah. We started off with just an empty cup.
Mm-hmm.
And we were with our friends at the Rise, and then we were like, mm-hmm. Oh, no, we need to go over here in this area. We can play our game over here.
Yes.
So we go in the little hallway type area, and we have an empty cup, just one, mm-hmm. on the ground, and we were trying to bounce a ping pong ball, like, from we were standing up into yes. the cup, but it had to be a one bounce.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, we need to elevate this.
Yeah.
So then we put 5 cups. Mm-hmm. I think that was our first move. And we decided that it was going to be, you had to be one bounce, had to be at a certain spot,
mm-hmm.
and it had to go right into the cup. But then we realized we needed water in the cups because yeah. they were going to fall over. Without the water.
And the ping pong ball would bounce out of the cup. Like, yes. it wouldn't stay in it.
Yes. And so then, yeah, we mastered this game and we decided mm-hmm. to name it after the podcast.
Yes.
And it's...
it's called Different States of Ball.
Yeah.
Or DSOB, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
We've had several... Oh, the other thing was, it's like, if you've played beer pong... You know that, like, usually, depending on how you play, if it hits, like, multiple cups...
Oh,
All of those cups go. But since in our game there's only 5 cups...
It's just
if
one.
It, like, yes. If it hits multiple cups, you just get the one it lands in. It was also... We had 2 players on each team eventually.
Uh-huh.
And it was, like, an alternating thing. So, like, if Katie and I were on a team and player 1 and player 2 were on the other team,
yeah.
I'd go, and then player 1 on the other team would go, and then Katie would go, and then player 2 on the other team would go. Mm-hmm. And then we also, our friend Jack came up with overtime rules.
Mm-hmm.
Although, how was there ever... Oh, because there was redemption. I was like, there's 5 cups. How is yeah. there overtime? Because there was redemption, you get 1 redemption shot each. Yes. Yeah. And then it's 1 cup by each team for overtime, and you're trying to hit into the cup that's, like, in front of the opposite team.
Mm-hmm.
So, we really, it grew so much.
It did. It flourished. And it was so fun.
It was really fun. All of our friends liked it that played.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Jack said we have to have a tournament sometime. I was like, that is fine. This is now our brand.
Mm-hmm.
So, I loved that for us.
Yeah. I just like how we named it
Different DSOB.
States of Ball.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, now that we've left you with the rules of Different mm-hmm. States of Ball for you to complete on your own time now,
mm-hmm.
you're welcome.
Yeah. Hope you have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoyed it, so. Mm-hmm. My last thoughts of the semester, or for the semester, would be I have called this semester the lost semester for months now, and I feel like it sticks. This is the lost semester for me. That is all.
Does that just mean lost in translation? Like, lost?
It's like the Dark Ages. You gotcha. Know how they're, like, dark because they don't have any information about it?
Mm-hmm.
This is the lost semester.
This is the lost semester. Okay.
Well, I think I asked you about 2 questions, but I knew that's how that was going to
yeah.
go. So, it really worked out.
Yeah.
So, that's all I have for this week. You got a topic? Also, we'll be back to Zoom quality starting from now.
But get hype, y'all.
I might have a way for us to not be. Don't hold me on that. I will be talking to Katie about it afterwards. So, okay. Sorry, guys, you don't get it out.
Excited. All right, so for next week, we're going to be doing something a little bit unique,
mm-hmm.
and we're just going to title it Different States of Ball. No, I'm brainwashed. We are going to title it Family Playlists.
Mm-hmm.
More to come on that.
Period.
Yep.
So make sure to tune in for that one. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Different States of Mind podcast.
Be sure to tune in every Friday for new episodes.
And as always, remember to be open to whatever comes next.
See you next week.